Some of you may have had a long and exhausting day, and your mind may still be carrying some of the tensions of everyday life. This is a good starting point for a gentle dream journey, in which you may experience trance as something particularly pleasant and healing. To prepare, you can attune yourself to a calm, secure state of entering trance, where some may find themselves getting comfortable and becoming aware that it is sometimes good to take an even more comfortable position, while others may already let their gaze rest somewhere and know that they need to do nothing, simply listening to my voice, following resonant thoughts, and allowing themselves to naturally develop what has already begun. It has begun with you allowing yourself to sit here, to listen to my words, to let relaxation gradually take place. Thoughts coming and going, and bit by bit letting them go, is something pleasant as well, something that may have already begun. And while your conscious mind still listens to me awake, perhaps on other levels there is already a sense of drifting, a gentle drifting into a deeply personal form of deepening relaxation. And your conscious mind may remember that one can go on a dream journey while fully awake, as unconsciously breaths more and more make room for calm, and the body on its own finds more comfortable positions. Or you reflect consciously on the emerging relaxation and trance, and in doing so realize within more and more of this special form of awakened relaxation which settles in with healing trance. Some may even become aware of sensations in their fingertips, gently placing their own hand in the other, like adults who know this from children. They love to place their small hands in a comforting, larger hand, or like adults who know this from babies, they reach out and hold tight. And adults also like to hold on to what is a pleasant relaxation or memory that has already begun to grow, and then they slowly let go of what tension still clings to. For it can be very soothing, this small holding and letting go, this little childlike celebration of holding on to relaxation and letting go, the holding of letting go, the gentle holding and allowing oneself to be drawn in by letting go, finding support in holding and letting go, gliding calmly and securely into an ancient, renewed experience and memory. A memory and experience of drawing inward, of retreating within to that inner warmth, that inner bed that everyone has, that warm bed with the blanket, the pillow, the toys, the dolls, and perhaps the teddy held close in their arms. And the favorite dolls and teddy bears, how much they enjoy this feeling of being so protected right here. And as they listen very closely, gradually allowing themselves to be led deeper and deeper into a higher state, for they have known dark, heavy times. They know of only superficially healed wounds, and deep inside they sense, they feel old pains. Their fur has had to shed hair in many places. Some limbs are somewhat neglected, stiff and cramped. They move very little, a limp, or, in some places, as if lifeless. And they ask themselves, how could you help yourself? What do you need to feel better? Where is a viable path? And behind their dull, questioning gaze, where the fur is thin, the skin scraped away, they dream hidden, ancient healing dreams. And teddy bears and dolls can stay wide awake in a child's arms and dream. And sometimes they do not know if they are awake and truly dreaming, or in reality, dreamingly awake, sleeping and sinking deeper and deeper into their dreams, where they see seas and more lights, shapes and colors, images and memories appear, move, maybe they dance and jump, speak or sing of childlike, beautiful things. 2. After such healing dreams, sink back into the realm of forgetting with a heaviness like a stone. But earlier, it may be that they dream even more vividly. Perhaps they dream of moving things or of protective security. And sometimes they even dream a dream of a dream as an answer to the question, what do you need to feel better so old wounds truly heal? And so they dream of coming with their wounds, injuries, and worries into a workshop, a truly suitable teddy bear workshop, where they find everything that is needed for restoration. And the teddy bear is like all teddy bears. They absorb the soothing atmosphere of the room. After a while, they sniff around, looking around calmly, and take in all the wondrous details. After some time, a friendly master enters the workshop, a calm, pleasant older man, and behind him his assistant. And as soon as one can see and feel, they are people in whom one rightfully places much trust. For they understand what one brings, all the pain, worries, desires. And then they say reassuringly, let's see how we can handle this. And through this, they instill trust and confidence in others, inviting them to open up. And trusting them becomes completely natural after some time. And here too, the teddy is like all teddy bears, who look at them with that calm, sober gaze, trusting, and ask themselves, how could things get better? But the master says to the teddy, to his great surprise, someone like you, a real, old, worn, stiff teddy, was recently found in England by a collector who paid his entire fortune of several thousand pounds to have someone like you. You are a collector's item, and are best just as you are. Let us only fix a few important little things, so that people recognize your true value again. Then you'll be fine again. While the teddy is still somewhat confused and dazed by this new perspective, he is already safely and gently taken by the hand by the master. And the teddy feels this large, comforting hand, which feels as if it wants to say, "Let's see how we can handle this. Let's see how we can make the best of it." And at first, it is probably also the hands that gradually feel, as the master and his assistant get to work. First, they adjust some things on the outside, carefully tending to a wound. They polish what is cracked and broken, and soon one no longer knows exactly what they are working on. Sometimes it seems as though they are helping to understand what lies at hand, and then one realizes, little by little, they develop further within, carefully rearrange what is important. And meanwhile, one feels the wounds healing, for they work on many levels, so one can truly marvel at how they manage it, how they take their time for thorough work, making limbs flexible, strengthening and expanding the inner being, and in between, even refreshing the old brittle wood wool, gently rejuvenating and making it supple. During this, the teddy bear is securely held, and the master and his assistant ensure they handle it carefully and gently, working only to heal, strengthen, and renew where it is truly desirable, and where this wise master deems it purposeful and right. Finally, after dizzying long moments of eternity, the eyes shine ever more confidently, as if they wanted to see how they manage. The skin and fur feel fresh and good. The limbs feel a newfound old strength. They move with growing confidence, standing ever more firmly on both feet. And then the assistant brings a large mirror, and one can see in the mirror how the body is lively and flexible, how it stands upright with its head held high, how the face is fresh again, the skin firm. The eyes look forward and radiate the confident stance of the old man and his assistant, the attitude of, "Let's see how we can handle this. Let's see how we can make the best of it." And with this upright posture, with these confident eyes, they look forward at the things that lie ahead of them, at peaceful, cheerful times, and tasks they receive, at some tricky and also some difficult matters. Time and again, they look closely at these times. Gradually, they gain an overview, observe all the important details, and then see some situations very clearly in front of them, and say confidently, "Let's see how we can handle this." And then, they gradually, truly see how they can make the best of it. Meanwhile, they hear the master, or themselves, with this confidence, repeatedly saying, "Let's see how we can handle this. Let's see how we can make the best of it." Until it becomes familiar and natural. So they think and ask, Let's see how we can find a way here. Let's see how we can handle it so I feel better. Let's see how we can make the best of it. After some time, the master turns the mirror slightly up on the side, moves it gently back and forth, until the mirror gradually becomes transparent, and through it, they look far into their future and see how and where, with this confident look, they make the best of it, where they find new paths and what they can achieve. Sometimes they step into this future like an open space or a stage and feel how it feels. And when something doesn't feel quite right yet, they watch how the image changes until it feels right. And then it becomes light, bright, and radiant. So they feel truly drawn toward it in a way that makes steps in this direction light and effortless. Before they have looked their fill, when this perspective has become completely familiar to them, the master slowly moves the mirror slightly inward. And now, little by little, they see all the small steps they have made progress with. And in a state of thoughtful distraction, they take plenty of time and focus on what is important, and let themselves be guided by what matters. And just like people love to watch Teddy's good films over and over again, they discover something new each time. Then they hear the master say, as a farewell, "This mirror is now your mirror. You will always have it available to you and can see yourself in it whenever and however you need. Let's see when you'll notice that these confident looks into the future have become a fixed habit. Let's see how you make the best of it. Do come back and visit soon. The door to my workshop is always open for you. See you soon. Goodbye." And while the master and his assistant move farther and farther away, receding like images from a dream, it gradually becomes clear to Teddy that Teddy's often, after dream-awake sleep, can indeed forget to remember, while humans remind themselves that upon awakening, they can hold on to the relaxation and let go of what has passed. And so you here understand more and more the holding of letting go, this little childlike celebration of relaxation, holding on and letting go, the finding support in holding and letting go that began when you allowed yourself to sit here, to tune into this space, to listen to my words and feel them. That after phases of rest, there is always a need to move. Just as in the morning, one often wants to linger a moment longer, to stay in that moment a little while longer, taking with them consciously or unconsciously what they will carry forward. And often, after awakening, there is a feeling that one has had a good and refreshing sleep. No alarm rings. Soon you feel the first small movements. For a moment, you enjoy the transition from dreams to wakefulness, as all the limbs slowly awaken, stretch, and reach out. Eventually, you open your eyes and slowly return here, refreshed, to the starting point of our dream journey.